Eliminate one-itis. We humans tend to develop one-itis for a lot of things. This is normally something reserved for guys and girls. You interact with a lady for a little bit, not very much. Just enough to get her phone number, or maybe just her name. Then you start to fall for her, but you don't really know much about her, so you start to fantasize, not consciously. You start to imagine the way she is based on best-case scenario thinking. This is when you really start to fall hard. Not for her, but with your best-case ideal of who you think she is. If you never get together with her, this is very, very painful. But what's even worse is if you do get together with her, much too quickly, and she ends up being not like anything that you'd hoped or imagined. This kind of one-itis pops up a lot, in a lot of ways. Generally speaking, anything we want that we don't have will fall prey to this kind of one-itis. Any kind of goal. Consider that this is a function of evolution. Whoever ancient monkey people who had the strongest one-itis for whatever it was they were going after went after it the most. This was calibrated based on our ancient living situation. Everything was really, really hard to get. It took a lot of time and risk and effort. But everybody was working together. Everybody was on the same team. Today, very little is like that. Most of us are going after things on our own, particularly relationships. After food, being in a happy relationship is the most coveted desire. So the relationship itself becomes the target of one-itis. But if you get into the wrong one, it can be devastating. It can eat away at your soul. If you are in one and you lose it, this can be one of the most painful things there is. But there is a solution. It's not easy, it's not magic, and it's not guaranteed. But it starts with understanding how relationships were calibrated, the way they are structured, ideally. This will lead to an understanding. How to build one. How to fix one. To learn more, visit mindpersuasion.com/live-training.